I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. A week and a half after a cyclone hit Myanmar, the military government there continues to hamper the delivery of assistance into the country. Some are saying it's time for the world to stop waiting for permission. They want outside nations to send troops, if necessary, to force Burmese generals to allow emergency supplies and relief workers into the country. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
More international aid is reaching Myanmar now than before, but aid groups say it's still just a tiny fraction of what's needed. Hundreds of thousands of people are thought to be facing a dire situation in the Irrawaddy Delta region. Tim Costello is the chief executive of World Vision. He says the organization is relying on its 600 Burmese staff to deliver relief supplies to the disaster area.
We're getting aid through. We've reached over 100,000 people, but it's aid in spurts because of political blocks and now weather blocks, and because of road blocks, there's military checks at every point to make sure that journalists and expat aid workers aren't going down there, all of which is slowing it down when there's only two roads south. It's now pouring rain again, and even beyond the towns in the south, the roads have still been unpassable.
Ordinary Burmese who've been trying to help people in the Delta say they're being prevented from doing so. This man from the capital, Yangon, talked with the BBC.
We haven't been able to go back there since yesterday, he said. Local authorities have blocked the roads, and we were told to leave the supplies with them and go back.
The Burmese government's apparent intransigence has led some to conclude that it's time for the international community to carry out a humanitarian intervention by military force if necessary. Last week, the French foreign minister said the Burmese government's actions amount to crimes against humanity. He called on the United Nations to start airdropping relief supplies into the Delta region to fulfill its so-called responsibility to protect. The UN Security Council was divided on the issue, with China and others opposed to meddling in Myanmar's internal affairs. Don Steinberg of the International Crisis Group says the frustration that many people feel is understandable. But he says there's only so much aid work that can be accomplished in a place like Myanmar without the cooperation of local authorities.
It's not just a question of getting food on the ground or medicines into central areas. It's a question of getting them distributed. And in the absence of a distribution network that has been absolutely devastated by the cyclone, that's going to be extremely difficult.
Steinberg says some medicines, for example, need to be refrigerated and they need to be administered by people with training. He adds that the scope of the disaster is another factor.
We're looking at a situation where 1.5 million people are in need of help, and there's no way that you can do that just by dumping food out of a helicopter. You really do need to set up distribution networks. It would be as if to say the entire metropolitan area of Washington, D.C. was without food, water, health equipment, and we're just going to fly some planes in and drop food, you know, in Chevy Chase and hope that somehow it gets distributed. That's simply not going to do the trick.
Steinberg says the Burmese government is convinced that letting in foreign aid groups could weaken its control over the population. But he adds the generals might be risking an even greater backlash by proving that they're incompetent and unable to provide even the most basic emergency help after the cyclone. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.